Thank you, folks. Appreciate you very much coming down to the station in with Blue Highway. We're just tickled pink to be here, and we want to introduce some of these folks to you. The fellow over here that's got the tuxedo on. Later on, I believe Sean's going to snatch off a piece of his wardrobe. Y'all stay tuned for that. Let you guess where that comes in. But
what time do you have to have that back tomorrow?
Sunrise. Yeah.
It's a Walmart tuxedo, but this fellow here is one of the finest singers and songwriters in the whole bluegrass business. Make him welcome, Mr. Wayne Taylor.
Thank you so much. Oh, it feels so good to be here. I tell you, it feels good to be anywhere. Some of you that might have been following the band for the last few years know that I ain't had the healthiest 4 years in the world, but I'm proud to say I went about 3 weeks ago for a checkup, got a clean bill of health, and I'm ready for the next 50 years. Yeah.
Lord have mercy on his next 50 years. What about that? He had chemo and all that stuff to get rid of. He had cancer, for those of you didn't know, and he now has a cancer-free tapeworm, too, that got rid of that. So we're tickled about that.
But we wanted to mention, we're going to do a song that Wayne co-wrote with Kim Williams and Larry Schell. Some of y'all know Larry Schell and Kim. Kim's a great songwriter here in town. And this is one that's on our gospel record, and I would like to mention our gospel record is nominated for a Grammy Award, so we're heading out here tomorrow to go to the award show. So we're tickled to death.
Man, I just hate that they barred Janet Jackson from the Grammys.
That's, I know.
You know? But what can you do?
I know what you were looking forward to.
I think Wayne's going to look at Christina Aguilera, ain't you?
I was going to say, why don't you kick off his gospel song while you're at it? Saturday night, Sunday morning. Here we go.